This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
A cozy game that puts you to work. This is your IGN review of Maneco's Night Market by Carly Veloci. When you install a cozy life sim with crafting, farming, fishing, or other tasks, you can expect that you'll have to do some work. A lot of these games are based around the idea of you playing a character who has to contribute to a system or community, which involves labor. This isn't necessarily a bad thing, since the grind of a fake job can be a great way to explain why you have to gather resources, make money, form relationships, or construct buildings, but it's up to game designers to ensure you don't feel like you're doing work just for the sake of it. Maneco's Night Market doesn't do this. While building a world where a girl has to save a town through work, the developers at Meowza Games forgot that the work has to have a point. You play as a girl named Maneco, who moves with her dad to a remote island that's fallen on hard times, and it somehow falls on your shoulders to bring more people to your village and to the dying night market, which happens once a week and features all manner of vendors and events. More interestingly, you get wrapped up in a mystery surrounding Nico, a giant cat spirit who may or may not be loose on the island, and the secret agents who are on the hunt for him, which is driving even more people off the island. It does enough to let you know what your goals are, and for the most part, I had a simple 20 hours or so of cutting down trees, breaking rocks, making crafts, and either selling or gifting them. It's also visually stunning, with bouncy character animations and a gorgeous art style brimming with cute Japanese iconography. Plus, there are cats, so many cats, and you can pet them and they'll purr and follow you around. Unfortunately, any goodwill that Maneco's Night Market builds falls away thanks to long stretches of repetitive grinding that have little payoff. Maneco's Night Market is a grind that never lets up. Every day, you wake up, travel by bus to one of the resource areas, a forest for gathering wood, a dock for fishing, a cat farm for gathering hairballs, etc., and then come home. You can only go to one per day, so you have to plan your week wisely. It's a decent attempt to limit the amount of resources you can gather, but it mostly works to pad out the length and to make it even more frustrating when, for one reason or another, you don't gather as much as you'd like. Gathering is pretty simple. Besides flowers and hairballs, which are the easiest of the materials to gather, there's a little timing minigame for each. But while these vary slightly in concept, they all play too similarly. For wood and paper from trees, for example, you have to click once you hit a circle at the bottom of a meter and hold until it hits the other side. The same goes for crafting. Each of the around 7 craft types, by my count, has a timing minigame. For flowers, you just have to click where the meter turns green. For sewing, you have to follow a path exactly. They're not interesting or challenging, each just works as a quick obstacle before getting the item you want and nothing more. And you'll need this money for buying food and drinks for energy, and new tools to unlock their corresponding resource areas. Then you need to get rid of the agents infesting those areas by freeing the cats they've captured. This involves running around and either avoiding the agents' flashlights or pretending to be an errand boy and getting them stuff scattered around the area to distract them. I thought that each level would have its own gimmick, but soon I realized there were limited ideas for variety, and it got repetitive quickly. The sequences change slightly once you can control Nico to solve these puzzles, but the only thing this does is let you release cats in a different part of the level, therefore letting the developers make these areas a bit larger. The pacing is arguably where Maneco's Night Market suffers the most. It starts off so quickly and then slows to a crawl because it can take a while to gather certain resources and earn the cash needed to buy new crafting benches and tools. This means there are long stretches where you're just grinding and nothing else is happening. no alternate dialogue from NPCs, no new agents arrive to shake things up, and for the most part, you're not going to progress any other quests enough. You might complete a gift, but then you'll just get another favor with little fanfare. You'll also get more energy as you progress through the main story so that you can gather more resources, but you don't get the third one for at least a dozen hours. And since you can only eat or drink 3 times a day, you're really limited in what you can gather and sell, especially during parts of the plot when you need to buy super expensive tools to unlock those areas. Maneko's Night Market is an adorable little sim that could have been cozy, but is mostly just boring chores that don't reward you in the kinds of satisfying ways we see in other popular games in this relaxed genre. After putting you to work, it doesn't let up, trapping you in a grind of gathering resources and making crafts for lifeless NPCs. Beyond some purring cats, gorgeous artwork, and a handful of legitimately funny bits, it doesn't provide anything to make all your work worth it. Maneko's Night Market's IGN score? 5. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Maneko's Night Market updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.